Hallelujah. The Lord is risen. Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. The death Christ died, he died to sin once for all. So also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor, saying, Eternal God, in him we live and move and have our being, whose face is hidden from us by our sin, and whose mercy we forget, cleanse us from all offenses, and deliver us from proud thoughts and vain desires, that humbly we may draw near to thee, confessing our faults, confiding in thy grace, and finding in thee our refuge and our strength, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. And let us join our children in singing out to the Lord with hymn 171, Alleluia, Alleluia, Hearts to Heaven. Oh, 87, excuse me, number 87. Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I leave with you, my own peace I give to you. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be always with you. Let us share with one another the sign of Christ's peace. Please be seated. Good morning and welcome to Sunday worship at the Memorial Church. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter where you're from, no matter what you believe, no matter who you love, no matter what you've done or failed to do, no matter how you're joining us, whether it's on the radio or on the live stream or here in our sanctuary, you are welcome here. And we at the Memorial Church are here for you. In Japan, the fifth day of May is called Kodomo no Hi, Children's Day. It's a festive celebration that honors children and promotes their happiness. Today at the Memorial Church, we will be honoring children in our midst with three baptisms this morning. Readers, offerings from scripture from our church school members, special music offerings for the whole congregation, and a blessing of our church school teachers, all of whom are graduating this year. One custom in Children's Day in Japan is the flying of carp streamers called koinobori. And today we are also flying some koinobori that my mother brought from Japan in 1973. So today, children and families are encouraged to remain upstairs with us here in our sanctuary. But if there are little ones who need a break, the baby oasis is also open downstairs, as usual. In addition to all these things, today is the third Sunday of Easter. The first lesson for today will be read by Cami Potts. The second lesson by Luisa Rossano. Our preacher this morning is the Reverend Calvin Jones. Music this morning is provided by our university choir, directed by Ed Jones, and assisted by David Von Baron. This afternoon at 1 p.m., the Harvard University Choir will perform a free concert as part of Harvard's annual Arts First Festival. They will be singing Andre J. Thomas's Mass, A Celebration of Love and Joy. We're going to get a preview of that in some of our music this morning, so if you like what you hear, come back this afternoon. Senior talks continue at morning prayers this week, with our final morning prayer service of the year this Wednesday. Our offering this morning goes to support the ministry of our grants committee. Just in the past couple of weeks, It was yesterday? Oh, I'm sorry. Don't come today. If you missed it yesterday, you will hear some samples of what they performed yesterday this morning in our service. Our offering this morning goes to support the ministry of the Grants Committee. Because of your generosity in the last couple of weeks, our Grants Committee has awarded over $65,000 to dozens of difference-making organizations in the Boston area. Next year, we hope to give more, and we will give more if you give more too. Our offering will begin at the front of the church. Please offer unto God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and make good your vows to the Most High.
Thank you. seated. A reading from the ninth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning at the first verse. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for the letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along, approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." Here ends the lesson.
Peace to all men of the world. Glory to God in the heart.
reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, beginning at the second verse. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. When they had gone ashore, Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Here ends the lesson.
Thank you. Let's give the leadership of this amazing choir and this amazing choir another hand. Beautiful. Pray with me. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O God. You alone are my rock and my most blessed Redeemer. Amen. I indeed honor the Spirit of Christ, who is indeed the center of my life. Major love again to this amazing music ministry, to Reverend Potts and the entire ministerial staff of this church, and to all of you God's people. I count it an honor to stand before you today, especially to the families of these three amazing babies. Amen. And lastly, but certainly not least, you all who know Reverend Jones by now should know what I'm about to say. I am, because of this amazing woman, the sweet potato to my sweet potato pie, my wife, Aaliyah. I am what God says I am. I can be who God says I can be. I can be all that God says I can be. For the time that I have with you, I would like to place a tag upon the lessons that have been read. I am somebody. You are somebody. Beloved, God specializes in using people like you and me. God specializes in using people who have been written off. God specializes in using people who feel as if they are not good enough. You are somebody. I am somebody. We are somebody. God specializes in using persons who feel as if their circumstances or situations are antithetical to the purpose that God has for their lives. God specializes in using people like you and me. God specializes in using people who think that they're not good enough or that they have a bad past. God specializes in using those who have made mistakes and those who are not perfect. Come on, somebody. God specializes in using people like you and me. I am somebody. You are somebody. We all of God's children are somebody. If you don't believe me, can I call the roll, Reverend Alana? Can I call the roll, Reverend Pot? The Bible talks about people who are somebody, even when it seems like society tries to write them off. Abraham was old in age, but he was the father of faith. Noah had problems with drinking, but he built an ark. Jonah ran from God, but he saved the people from Nineveh. David had commitment issues, but his heart was after God. I am somebody. You are somebody. All of God's children are somebody. Gideon was insecure, but he became a judge. Miriam was a gossiper, but she sang God's praises. Martha was a worrier, but she pondered the words of God in her heart. Thomas, oh yeah, don't you remember Thomas Cheyenne? Thomas was a doubter, but he became an apostle. Sarah was impatient, but she brought forth life. Elijah was moody, y'all don't want to talk, but he prophesied. Moses questioned his ability because of his speech, but he interceded for Israel. Lazarus was dead, but one day Jesus stopped by and Lazarus was resurrected out of a dead tomb. I am somebody. You are somebody. All of God's children in this room, you are somebody. No matter what you have done, no matter who you have been, God is able to use you. No matter what religious people have said, no matter what institutionalized religion has said, you are somebody. Beloved, I want you to know that there were times in my life that I was trapped by the spirit of religion in the South, where I thought I could not be perfect. Come on, somebody. I thought that I could not make mistakes. I did not love all of me, but I want you to know that one day when I met the God of love, I found out that I was somebody. And I want you to know there are things that we all have done in our lives that we're not proud of. I don't know about you, but I didn't come out of my mother's womb proclaiming the word of God. I didn't come out of my mother's womb speaking in heavenly tongues or singing the hymns and anthems, but I have made some mistakes in my life. I have been insecure. I have battled some things, but when you come in touch with the love of Jesus, when you come in touch with the love of God, you find out that you are somebody, that the blood that flows through your veins is the divinity of Christ. I don't care what you have done. No matter where you have been on life's journey, you are somebody. I know we've said things that we're not proud of. Even as an institution, this past week we found out that we have a legacy of slavery. We've done things that we're not proud of, but we're still somebody. We still can come together and look to the hills from which cometh our help and say, I know what we did yesterday, but tomorrow we're going to be an institution of love. Tomorrow we will become an institution where all of God's people are valued. We are somebody. I am somebody. No matter what people say about you and you and you, you have to go to the chambers of your heart and remember that there is a God who loves you. There is a God who honors you. That is what the resurrected Christ is all about. And I promise you, we're getting ready to baptize these babies, and I'm going to take my seat. In the text today, we see a resurrected Christ who has indeed loved two individuals. In the gospel reading, Jesus has been making a few appearances, and in John 20, he appears to the disciples behind locked doors. And in this chapter, Jesus appears to the disciples as they are fishing. And they have apparently been fishing all night long, and they have not caught anything. However, Jesus stops by to remind Peter that you are somebody. Do you remember Peter, the one who promised to remain steadfast in the upper room, but he said some not so pleasant words when it came down to see if he really was affiliated with Christ? Peter, the one who denied Christ three times. But despite his failure, Jesus calls Peter three times. As Louisa so beautifully read, says, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And in my homiletical imagination, Matt, I believe that Jesus said it three times because he remembered that Peter denied him three times. I know that you denied me three times, Peter, but let me call you three times to remind you that you are somebody, that my love is eternal, that my love never fails. You are somebody. He reminds Peter that no matter what you've done, I love you. Then we heard the other reading by Saul, the one who was passionate, who thought that he was doing what was right, persecuting the people of the way. But one day, regardless of what he had done, the horrors that he had committed. And I don't know about you, but sometimes as church people, it's hard to forgive. It's hard to extend that same amount of love, but Christ shows up on the road to Damascus. And what does he do? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Let me give you another revelation. Paul begins to see in another way. Although he was physically blind, his theological cataracts fell off. The way he had been treating people because they were different. The way he had been treating people because they were on the margins. God comes along and removes the scales off of his eyes and says, even though you've done wrong, you're still somebody. And he begins to walk in a new direction. I want you to repeat after me and say, I am somebody. There is a resurrected Christ that specializes in using people like you and me. To the church school teachers who are about to graduate, who I've had the privilege to work with, I want you to know that you are somebody. That our future is brighter because of your tenacity. Our future is brighter because of your heart. The future of the church is not lost because you have given your all in this space. To those who work at Harvard, to those who are in this space called the Memorial Community, the future is brighter because you are somebody. And because you are somebody, God has given you the unction to tell somebody else that they are somebody. That person who's on the verge of giving up, you have the power to tell them they are somebody. That person who feels as if they cannot make it, you have the power to tell them that they are somebody. And as I go to my seat, I know right now in the world, it looks dark. I know as we are navigating these waters after the pandemic, it still feels as if we're trying to walk and be who God wants us to be. But even though we're living in some dark times, I come to tell you that God specializes even in darkness. That no matter how dark it is right now, I still believe that God can move and remind you that you are somebody. No matter how dark the situation, remember that God specializes in darkness. When the earth was formless and empty and darkness was over the surface of the deep, Jesus, God, was hovering over the waters. It was at night in the dark when Jacob had a dream of a stairway that reached earth to heaven. God specializes even in dark moments. It was at night when the Lord brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea. God specializes in dark moments. It was at night when manna came down from heaven on the camp with the dew during the night. God specializes even in dark moments. It was at night when Nicodemus came to Jesus, wanting to know, how can I be free? It was at night when Paul and Silas prayed and the chains fell. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but you are somebody. Even in the darkest parts of your life, remember, I will be all that God says I can be all that God says I can be.
Please rise and join in singing hymn 241.
The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. Present your names.
I present Logan Russo Dunn.
I present Nora Ruth
Papera. I present Olivia Lee Papera.
Amen. Will you be responsible for seeing that these children you present are brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help them to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Do you renounce all sinful powers that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you put your whole trust in God's grace and love?
I do.
To the congregation, will all of you who witness these vows do everything in your power to support these children in their lives in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptism covenant. Please stand as you are able. Do you believe in God, the maker of heaven and earth?
I believe in God, our maker.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who healed the sick, welcomed the outcast, and preached good news to the poor, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, who descended to the dead, and on the third day rose again? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the Church Universal, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? I believe in the Holy Spirit. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? I will, with God's help. Will you persevere in resisting all that draws you from God's love, and whenever you fail, repent and make amends? I will, with God's help. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? I will, with God's help. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will, with God's help. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? I will, with God's help. Let us now pray for these children who are to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Open their hearts, O God, to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your Holy Spirit and life-giving Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them into the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen.
You may take your seats. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
We thank you, loving Creator, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son, Jesus Christ, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Almighty God, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring him into his fellowship, those who come to him in faith. baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again, may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Logan Bruce O'Donnell. Logan Bruce O'Donnell. I baptize you. Oh, okay. I baptize you in the name of the Father. Oh yeah. And of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you're just claiming yourself for God. Amen. 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 Amen.
Hello, Nora. I baptize you. In the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Olivia? Hi, how are you, Olivia?
You say hi?
Olivia, Farah, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, yes, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, yes. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to preserve, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and the wonder in all your works. Amen.
And Bruce O'Donnell, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Nora Vivera, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. Olivia Fafera, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
Let us welcome the newly baptized, saying, "We receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood." And now let us receive the newly baptized with a round of applause. Now please rise and join in singing hymn 166.
ask the church school teachers to come to the front. And also any students, children who have been a part of church school, we ask you to come up at this time as well. We know that you all have been able to be a part of church school as they have matriculated here. And on behalf of Reverend Potts, ministerial staff, Reverend Alana, myself, we are so, so grateful for you. Come on around. Yes, all of y'all. I want you all to repeat after me, church school students, and say, we love you.
We love you.
We thank you.
We thank you.
For all that you have done.
For all that you have done.
Memorial Church, let's give them a hand. I'm going to miss you all. I'm getting a little emotional. Just met you all, but you all are amazing. And we want to give you this blessing. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, be with these amazing persons. Put a shield of protection around them as they leave this place called Harvard. We know that the nation, the community, the world will be a much better place because of all that you will do in their lives. I ask you now to just open even greater doors for them. God, every desire that they may have that's rooted in you, that you would be with them. And as they go forward in life and they face difficulties and have to navigate uncertain waters, remind them that you are ever present. That may the power of God rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now, and forevermore upon their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.